This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
She is the airline hostess that every gay boy wants on their flight. The lovely Pam Ann is touching down in Melbourne again next year, and we've got her on the phone. Pam, how are you? Welcome to Joy.
Thank you. I like how you said on your flight, not on your cock.
Exactly. Now look.
There you go. There's your first edit.
Yeah. They don't want you on their cock, love. They don't know where you've been. You're a trolley dolly.
I know. I've got every sexually transmitted disease.
Now, Pam, since you were last in Australia, you've upgraded your plane to a new 747-800. I'm just wondering what you're doing with all that extra lint.
I love how you know that. I like it, like Lufthansa, they have the biggest and the longest. And I like it thick and long.
Where in the world are you on layover at the moment?
I'm currently in my apartment in money-making Manhattan, and it's the anniversary of Sandy. And I don't mean Sandy from Greece, I mean Sandy the hurricane. So everyone's, you know, 1 year on and how we've built these things, and the gays in Chelsea are like, remember when we had no lights and we couldn't have our hair dryers on?
Now look, after all these years in the job as a glamorous airline hostess, is it sort of, you know, champagne and glamour, or has it gone a bit low cost now?
Well, not on Pam Ann Airlines, it's never low cost. We have concierge service, we have Mercedes pick you up from the aircraft, so there's nothing low cost, but we need low cost. We need the low cost. They're like our bitches, you know, who wants to go to Ibiza and pick up a bunch of meth heads?
Exactly.
You know, you want to send EasyJet, you know, go get the riffraff from the island, because I'm not going to touch that shit.
Have you had any VIPs on your flights recently? Like maybe Katy Perry roaring down the tarmac, or you had Miley Cyrus twerking on a wingtip or something?
No, but I've had Robin Thicke in my cockpit.
Oh, right.
We all want Robin Thicke in our cockpit.
Yeah, I've had him in my cockpit before in his black and white suit.
Now, Pam, you're a born and bred Melbourne girl. Do you still get that sort of warm glow each time you touch down in Tullamarine?
Do you know what Tullamarine stands for?
No.
Get me the fuck out of here. You say it quickly. Get me the fuck out of here.
But look, last time you were here in Melbourne, you showed up at nightclubbing down at the Greyhound. Are there a few things you like to tick off the box when you come down to Melbourne?
Last time I was at the Greyhound, I got chased on the stage by the security because I got everybody up on the stage and it wasn't secure enough for 500 people to stand on.
Health and safety nightmare you are.
Health and safety. Look, I love coming to Melbourne. It is my hometown, and you know, all my sisters are out there. So it's good to come out and cause a bit of havoc.
Now, during your last tour, you ended up pouring champagne for your guests in first class and you threw muffins around the theatre to those in economy. Mm-hmm. So what are you serving on your new tour?
I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
I imagine the cleaners at the theatre weren't very impressed.
No, some stupid asshole wanted to sue me for throwing glitter on them. So I can't glitter bomb.
No way.
Throw muffins. See, they take the fun out of it. And he was straight. So, you know, straight people, stop it. You know, complaining about being glitter bombed. The gays come to my show to be glitter bombed. Fools. This year I'll be throwing knives.
Right. I note for the first time you're finally going to New Zealand on this tour. Now, why has it taken you so long to get across the pond?
Well, why has it taken you so fucking long to find the ring?
The Lord of the Ring.
I'm really excited. Is there a sex industry there?
Yeah, it's legal over there too.
Is it really?
It is, yeah.
You know what I want? Is a hot Maori man.
They're fairly easy to come by.
They are. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Pam, you're touching down in Melbourne for the Plain Filthy Tour at the Princess Theatre on Friday the 14th of March next year.
Yes.
We do hope that you're going to pop into Joy when you're here.
I do. I love popping into Joy because I can usually be filthy on your radio station.
You
and
can.
I have fun and I love you guys and you're awesome down there, and it's nice to be with like-minded, filthy minds like yourself.
Now, we'll certainly be at your show next year, and we hope to be sitting in first class.
You're all a bit nervous on the radio now since that incident, aren't you?
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.